It's exactly what I wanted to say. Just to complement what Dominique said, the reason why we first decide on the overall ceiling is to avoid the situation where we have some colleagues who are claiming that apparently they had a confirmation or approval of the council to go ahead and engage with external parties for the purpose of the party. For us to prevent this, the way this council works, we give a green light for the concept, then we establish the committee to organize it, in a sense that to get the quotes, get the concept note, they come back with the details on the concept note, how much is expected to be, then they get the approval of the council based on the written submission, as we've done in the past, and then it's approved and they go ahead and engage the contractors. This is how it's done normally. If somebody among ourselves is going ahead and considering taking initiatives, that it will be at their own cost. This council, from my past experience, will never engage in such activities, and they're welcome to do it at their own expenses. I just wanted to, unless we have clear confirmations in the notes from the council that you've been given a mandate and the council agreed, from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hearing from Finance Commission, that has not happened. For this year, we have not allocated, that's why we are discussing this. So I am surprised how colleagues are claiming otherwise. Anyway, this is just for the record. There are notes, and if colleagues are engaging in some sort of suspicious financial interactions, and they are welcome to contact the staff council secretary to clarify.
But